bunch of fun stuff in the 9 o'clock hour lined up for you right here on, oh, I like the way Melissa does this.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in the Midwest, where severe thunderstorms are blamed for at least 5 deaths and several injuries.
The storms have left hundreds of thousands without power in Michigan and Ohio. They've also led to flash flooding. James Parker owns a bar in Cleveland.
It caused a lot of flooding in the street. The sewers were backing up. It was coming up over the sidewalk. We had a little bit of flooding with the drains, some of the water coming back up through the drains and things like that.
Strong storms are now moving across West Virginia, heading for southwestern Virginia. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Just in from Maui, officials there have released a list of names of the 388 people still unaccounted for in this month's wildfires that devastated the historic town of Lahaina. 115 people are confirmed dead. Search and rescue teams are still sifting through the ashy debris looking for human remains. Former President Trump is back at his golf club in New Jersey hours after surrendering to face charges of election tampering in Georgia.
What has taken place here is a travesty of justice. We did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
He was fingerprinted and had his mugshot taken. Correspondent Nicole Killian from Atlanta's Fulton County Courthouse.
The former president already trying to capitalize on the moment, selling merchandise on his campaign website. And for the first time since being banned in January 2021, he returned to X, formerly known as Twitter. He posted his booking photo writing, "I will never surrender our mission," and included a link for contribution.
Nicole, at the jailhouse, the Kremlin has yet to confirm Wagner mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin was killed in a plane crash this week. But it is rejecting allegations Vladimir Putin was behind what U.S. intelligence concludes was an intentional explosion. Correspondent Deborah Pata at the Foreign Desk.
The one thing Vladimir Putin cannot forgive, he once said, is betrayal. The very word he used to describe Prigozhin's failed mutiny, it was treachery. Acknowledging the crash for the first time, Putin spoke of Prigozhin in the past tense yesterday.
The head of Spain's soccer federation now claims a very public kiss on the lips was consensual, and he's refusing to resign. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Spanish Football Association called the extraordinary General Assembly in response to the conduct of Luis Rubiales at the Women's World Cup final, confirming it had opened internal proceedings. You've seen grabbing player Jennifer Hermoso and kissing her on the lips in front of a global audience, something she said made her feel uncomfortable. Earlier, he was seen grabbing his crotch in front of the Queen of
S&P futures are up 19. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 35% off Emerald products and SuperDeck stains August 25th through the 28th. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This Labor Day at the Home Depot, we're rolling out store-wide savings, like a new lower price of $99 on the Ryobi OnePlus 18-volt 2-tool kit. Because we see long weekends as an opportunity to power up your projects. With the OnePlus battery system that works on over 280 products and counting. All driving you to do more this Labor Day at the Home Depot. Get the Ryobi OnePlus 18-volt 2-tool kit for a new low price of $99. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 84. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, slight chance for scattered storms, lows level off around 58. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow, highs level off around 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Go Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a great morning out there.
Yes, indeed.
We got good stuff coming up for you after our entertainment, I should say. Got the 10 best and worst states to drive in. Got that coming
the,
up.
The saga continues.
That old chestnut.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's your go-to response to a funny text?
To a funny text?
Yeah. I want to get into that one, too. Got a That Ain't Right story for you coming up. We also got some local good stories of the day, including one that was sent to us this morning about our VFW. So I want to get
to that.
A bunch of other great things we want to touch on as well going on in our area.
Nice.
Let's kick off with some entertainment talk, Seth.
All right.
This is our wheelhouse, supposedly.
Supposedly.
This week's episode of Vice TV docuseries, Dark Side of the 2000s, was all about The Bachelor. And some former staffers admitted that they went to disturbing lengths to get reactions out of the contestants.
Oh, boy.
I don't think this is shocking to anybody. It's the details that are.
Yeah.
I don't think that the action is shocking. I don't think most people, if you really are paying attention to reality TV, you realize right out the gate, this is not real.
No.
This is scripted television.
Yep.
It's just worse actors, worse writers, worse editors, worse sound, worse production.
Yeah. It's cheaper.
Yeah. It's no different than, oh, you want to see Barbie? Or do you want to see the B-movie version, Babala, which is a cheap knockoff version of it that you can find on the south side of Chicago right now, you know, a couple of bootleg copies of and everything.
Right.
That's what you're getting with reality TV. Mm-hmm. You have real television shows where sometimes there's Seinfeld, sometimes it's Cop Rock. you're not always going to get hits. But with reality TV, you've got nothing but Cop Rocks. You've got nothing but the lowest common denominator, lowest hanging fruit. Mm-hmm. And so when this kind of stuff is not only surprising to me, but I hope more and more people understand this about reality TV. Not only that it's not real, but it's hurtful to society. They keep blaming social media for so many darn things, and yet I have not heard one person talk about, what about the Sweet 16 things they were doing on MTV, or the pregnant 16 girls.
16 and pregnant or whatever it was,
that kind of stuff. Yeah. Or half of the other shows that are out there, the Real Housewives of Albuquerque or whatever else they got on.
What are they on now? Yeah.
Telling me these shows are healthy for society? Like, miss me with that, man.
Yeah.
If you're gonna go ahead, I'm not saying that social media is healthy for society, but if you're going to point your finger at one thing, there's a whole lot of other things that need to be looked at and dissected.
Exactly.
As well.
Exactly. It's the whole society.
Ex-casting director Marky Costello said contestants were very carefully chosen, quote, she just went through a breakup. She's just got over anxiety and anorexia. She's been a bridesmaid 15 times. Things like this. They purposely chose people like that they knew were emotionally vulnerable.
My goodness.
Quote, she's going to do something with somebody on day one, and I can't say the word, but obviously going to sleep with somebody on day one. This person's a virgin. She'll never do anything. Like that kind of thing. Because this isn't shocking, and I don't necessarily even blame them for this because that's their job. That's TV.
Right, yeah.
I'm not going to blame somebody for collecting money. It's the people that watch. That's the issue I have.
Okay.
These shows wouldn't exist if people weren't watching. I could say all I want about how bad reality TV is, blah, 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 blah. Still going to be 1,000 eyeballs on these shows.
Right. Because the reason that they continue to make them is because they're, like I said, they're cheap to make. And they bring out a good return for the investment. That's why.
There are people cursing my name right now. How dare you talk bad about reality TV? Or how dare you talk about this? Or the other one, the chestnut that I really love. I hate reality TV. Well, except that one show. And they give you like three or four reality shows that they watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Producer Michael Carroll said that they would learn contestants' backstories and, quote, wield them like a weapon.
That sounds really gross.
These are the producers. These are the people that are holding on to all the creatives that are trying to make a living, that are trying to make a career, not become billionaires, just have a career,
just have a livelihood, right?
These are the people that are the gatekeepers. These are the people, right?
Yes. Yeah.
These are the people that have no problem with actors and writers ever working again because they can just make money doing this, and they can do that because you continue to watch these shows. I mean, I have no issue if you don't mind this here and there, but don't take it for what you think it is. Don't treat it like it's reality.
Right.
Don't try to incorporate this stuff in your own life. This is a bad soap opera.
Yeah. Well, and to keep this in mind, everybody, when you're watching that, they are deliberately manipulating the people on the show to get certain reactions, to manipulate you for certain reactions.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they're doing it. You're getting played just as much as they are.
Yeah, you're being manipulated.
And you're doing it for free.
Yeah.
At least they're getting paid. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you're being manipulated.
Yep.
And I, whenever that is happening, people should be aware of it.
Yep.
Now, I'll say the same thing I have always said about reality TV. I grew up with, I believe, the smartest human being I'll ever know, and my mother. My mother literally has a genius IQ. Very intelligent woman. She's also the same person who would be in the grocery aisle, and she's grabbing the National Enquirer with Bat Boy on it. I'm like, what are you doing, Mom? But
to be fair, that was the Weekly World News, James.
Oh, you're right.
Come on.
Right. It was the Weekly World. But, you know, I mean, people need a release. They need a break. If that's your break, fine. Just don't take it for too much. Don't take it like as reality TV or try to live your life in these ways or anything.
And be aware of what's happening. I think these behind the scenes things are good. We've heard about The Biggest Loser and the stuff that went on there. Mm-hmm. We should know about what's going on and what these people are going through. So, yeah. And if you still want to watch, that's on you. That's on you. That's if that's something that's up to you. So,
Tony Hawk was fired from being David Spade's stunt double in the 1987 movie Police Academy 4: Citizens on Patrol because he was too tall. There were so many things in that.
You just
sentence.
Destroyed my mind with that sentence,
that
man.
Sentence, there's so many lines in that sentence. One more time. Tony Hawk was fired from being David Spade's stunt double in 1987's Police Academy 4 because he was too tall. I just let that sit there for a second. Just the nostalgia and all the images that are popping in your head right now.
Number one, David Spade was in that movie?
Yeah, right. Yes. That's my first thought. That's my first thought.
I don't think I've ever seen it, so I can't, you know, say, but still, what?
Plus, they completely missed the mark here. For one thing, David is 5'7", Tony is 6'3". Okay? But it's Police Academy. You should have done it anyway.
It would have been hilarious.
It would have been one of the funniest scenes of all time. You see David Spade getting on a skateboard and then like this horrible edit of Tony Hawk and they're not even trying to hide it or something like that. That would have been a hilarious scene. The height difference probably has you thinking, well, duh, but at the time Tony auditioned, he was shorter.
Okay.
Tony says he went through quite a growth spurt in between the audition and when production began. He says he remembered the director saying, quote, you know, Tony's a pretty good skater, but he's a bad stunt double.
Then he chose the right career path, I think, in the end. Yeah. I didn't know he was that tall.
I didn't either.
Wow, a skateboard guy that's 6'3"? Wow.
That's amazing. That's
remarkable.
It's quite the jump in height. I don't know what to do with this story. This could be interesting. Jamie Foxx will play God in an upcoming comedy, Not Another Church Movie, opposite Mickey Rourke as the devil.
Wow.
The movie was shot before the SAG-AFTRA strike and before Jamie's still kind of health concerns that he had that it does seem like he has rebounded from.
That's good.
That's really good to see.
Yeah, glad to hear that.
It's supposed to hit theaters before the end of the year. It also stars Kevin Daniels, Vivica A. Fox, Tisha Campbell, Jasmine Guy. Ooh, I like all those girls.
Yeah, that's
all
a good cast.
Women. Yeah, yeah.
Although still,
I don't know how good this movie
Mickey
is going to be by any means.
Really?
Yeah. Mickey Rourke kind of like Mickey Rourke was one of those guys that was next. He was the next guy that was going to be, you know, championed.
Right.
He was going to be the next Gary Cooper and all this stuff and in that. And he didn't like that. He didn't want to be that guy. So he went into boxing. Like, basically retired as an actor, goes into boxing, gets his face mashed up because he can't box. And that was really the thing Mickey had going for him was his face. Not a bad actor, but I don't think anybody was saying...
He was very good looking. Yeah, he was a handsome guy.
They weren't going to call him the next this because of, you know, his...
His chops, right.
And then he gets all this plastic surgery done and everything, and now he is where he is, where, you've got, like, The Wrestler and The Expandables that were pretty good movies and everything. Mm-hmm. Then he does stuff like this every once in a while, and I don't know.
Or literally playing comic book characters.
Yeah.
Like in Iron Man 2 or playing Marv in Sin City movies. Now that was good.
Now, that is one where I actually think that might be his best work.
I think it is.
Sin City, his work as Marv, so good. And as somebody who grew up reading those graphic novels, he's he's the perfect Marv. Like, yep. Not just because of the makeup. Like
he played it too, right on.
I think because of the disfigured face that he has, it gave him a little more insight into that character.
Because Marv has a disfigured face in the comic. It was perfect casting.
New music, new on your small screen, new on your big screen is what is next.
All right.
I haven't said this in ages, but it's a radio thing for me. And back in the day, I said this, and I'm saying it again. Road from Alice Cooper is a new released album.
Oh, my goodness.
Alice Cooper has a new album out.
How about that?
It's old classic rock things, but his 22nd album, too.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Realms from Cindy Wilson. This is her second album. She is, of course, one of the singers from the B-52s.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
The Algorithm from Filter.
Whoa.
Filter reference,
blast
everybody.
From the past.
Yeah, yeah. And if that wasn't enough, The Long Goodbye from Candlebox.
Oh, my gosh.
Stay tuned for other 90s bands that you forgot about. Susie and the Banshees coming up. I don't know. That's crazy, man.
Wow. That
threw me for a loop.
My goodness.
More power to them.
Yeah. Keep it going. Candlebox. Wow.
Yeah, the Candlebox one really threw
that
me.
That
one really threw me. What we'll do is we'll take a break right here and come back so I can get my internet back.
Okay.
And we can continue the segment on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
We're rolling out store-wide savings this Labor Day at the Home Depot. Like up to $15 off Scott's WinterGuard Turf Builder. Because long weekends are all about getting outside, putting down roots for the fall, and feeding a lawn you can enjoy all year round. Shop Labor Day savings at the Home Depot and get up to $15 off Scott's WinterGuard Turf Builder. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 84. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 58. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 75.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James here with you. A little AC/DC playing us into the break. Hope you guys are having a good one. Let's dive right into the new on your small screen, new on your big screen. Wanted to wrap that up. Before we get to that, much more important news. Happy birthday to Susan Wilson.
Happy birthday, Susan.
Susan is celebrating a birthday this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We got this late, but we wanted to make sure to get it in.
Absolutely.
Wish her a great day. And even though it's late, we're going to throw her into the qualifying.
Let's just do it.
We're going to throw her into the qualifying list. Susan, you are one of our qualifiers, and thank you very much to whoever got us this birthday. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with
good
you.
Good stuff.
Happy birthday. Enjoy your birthday Sunday, Susan.
Yes, indeed.
Again, looking at the small screen, Friday on Max, the streaming premiere of The Flash, the one that features Michael Keaton, of course.
Okay.
That's on HBO Max.
Okay.
They are very hopeful that does even like like gets a number. That movie did not do well.
It kind of sunk.
Crazy thing happened with the movies this season. And Seth and I got into this on a director's cut about the summer blockbuster. Is it gone?
Yeah, a little while ago, yeah.
Because going forward, I think that you're going to, because everything is parody. Whether you're talking sports, entertainment, no matter what it is, everything's parody. The incredible success of Barbieheimer.
Mm-hmm.
The combination of people going to see Oppenheimer and Barbie,
mm-hmm.
Of doing that, or just seeing one or the other, the insane numbers that those two movies pulled off.
Yeah.
You notice Mission Impossible 5, that has always done well in the box office, is set to lose, I think I read, $120 million or something like that.
Wow.
The new Indiana Jones movie that failed.
Tanked.
The problem wasn't so much the movies, from what I'm hearing, is the timing.
Mm.
People were kind of burnt out from the movies after Oppenheimer and Barbie. And they just had no interest in seeing any other movie. It didn't matter what it was.
Interesting.
And most people, if they were going to see a movie, well, I'm going to see the movie everybody's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm the biggest Mission Impossible fan in the world, well, I got to see what they're talking about with Oppenheimer. I got to see what they're talking about with Barbie, or being a part of the pop culture phenomenon that it was to see both of them.
This just goes to show that still, even in this day and age, the word of mouth is still the best advertising. How many people do you think went to see either Barbie or Oppenheimer just because someone said, oh, you got to see this?
Yep. Yeah.
Or you got to see both or something like that. I think that I can almost guarantee that their business did like double because of something like that.
The other thing that it really screams out to me about this was a grassroots thing. This was not something that a bunch of producers or a bunch of executives sitting in a room within bubbles in themselves came up with.
Right.
This is something the people came up with that they thought would be funny and different and cool. And it pulled off. They pulled it off.
Something that just occurred to me about both of these movies. These were both, for lack of a better word, like auteur movies, meaning they were visions of their directors.
Yeah.
You know, Christopher Nolan is very famous for this, okay? He makes movies the way he wants to make them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Greta Gerwig, I mean, she's kind of new in the on the scene, and she's done some things, but nothing like this. But that was because she pulled off. I remember reading a film critic that I respect, just one of the ones I respect the most. He called it a personal experimental essay film. That's what he called Barbie.
Mm.
And if you look at it a certain way, that's exactly what it is,
hmm.
which is amazing considering what it's based on, a toy, you know, which is remarkable. I think people responded to that. That's what it was.
Do you think that the people that made that movie Battleship a couple of years back based on the board game Battleship that bombed horribly are sitting there kicking themselves like, oh, we picked the wrong toy.
Yeah.
Dang it. Why do we pick the board game Battle? I'm waiting for Go. I'm waiting for that movie.
No.
They are remaking Clue, but don't, before you cringe too much, everybody. Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman are attached to it.
That's pretty good start. That's a good start
right there.
Yeah,
I was very angry about it at first, and then I heard that. I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
That might be worth something.
Might be all right. Preseason football is back.
What?
Yes. More. I want more. Put
it's
it in my
preseason,
veins.
Dude. Come on.
I don't care. Friday, all got a bunch of preseason games on today. Carolina, Detroit, Tennessee, New England, San Francisco, L.A. Most of these games on the NFL Network. CBS has one at 7.
All right.
Ashton McBride is the guest on the CMT Summer Sessions tonight at 8.
Oh, cool.
And on Netflix today, premiering a movie that my mother and my father and I will watch together, You Are So Not Invited to My Bar Mitzvah.
That's a good title. I like that one.
It's a great title. It's a coming-of-age drama about best friends fighting over the same boy. It stars Adam Sandler and his real-life daughters.
Oh, interesting.
Trailer I saw, these two look really good. His daughters look like they got Adam's chops.
Interesting. Interesting.
And their mother's looks. she's beautiful. Adam's wife is a beautiful woman.
Well, they're lucky then. No, I'm just kidding. but I tease Adam Sandler.
I love the Sandman. Love Adam. I'll see anything that guy does. More preseason football on your TV on Saturday. You can catch that on the NFL Network. On Sunday, you've got the U.S. Gymnastics Championships on NBC at 7 o'clock. I will be glued to that if I wasn't in class. I'll catch the highlights, but I'll have a class going on.
It tells you how popular it is if it's on primetime.
Yeah.
On a Sunday night. That means it's pretty, people will be watching.
I'm a gigantic gymnastics fan. To be fair, NBC has the Olympics, and this is kind of to help build up eyeballs for the Olympics.
Of course.
But that being said, I agree with you. I think that it shows the meaning of that. Celebrity Family Feud, the rookie versus the rookie feds, is on Sunday.
Okay.
The 6th season finale of the $1,000 Pyramid. Is going to be on Sunday
as well.
It's
been on for 6 seasons again already?
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow. I didn't realize that.
Oh, bam. Blech.
Looking at the big screen, not a ton of releases coming out this week. A lot of people are scared of releasing movies right now. Retribution, another Liam Neeson movie where he's, you know, I have a particular set of skills. You know, that kind of thing.
Well, he's found a niche, hasn't he?
We are not making new action stars.
How old is Liam? He's like in his 70s, isn't he?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
The youngest action star I can think of is The Rock, and he's 50.
Yeah, like, he's in his 50s.
We're just not making young action stars anymore. And speaking of action stars, Gran Turismo is out today, rated PG-13. Archie Amedeo plays a Gran Turismo player trying to convert his video game skills to racing professionally for Nissan. It's based on a true story. Orlando Bloom is in this one. He recruits, you got David Harbour over there.
Harbour in there, yeah.
Demon Houston, one of the greatest actors of all time, I consider. I really love his work. Even a Spice Girl is in this. Jerry Harwell is
in this. Other guy. Wow.
Yeah. It's getting a lot of cred. It's getting a lot of hype. A lot more than I would have thought it would have.
Yeah, really, for another video game based movie. Well, yeah. We'll see.
Let's see how it does.
The thousand times they've tried already, and it's not really worked. We need to go back to Barbie.
Let's take a caller. Good morning. What's on your mind?
James, you forgot about one of the biggest years of sports starting this weekend also. College football.
Oh. I was saving it. I got an article coming up. You are so right, sir. Week zero, one of my favorite weeks of the year. The start of the college football season, where you got a lot of teams that are great playing, you know, teams you never heard of. But you also have these sneaky great games. Notre Dame Navy playing out in Ireland. I think that is it.
I was just going to mention that one, too.
What are you looking for in that game?
Well, I mean, Notre Dame is going to be tough this year. I mean, I think they might make themselves relevant for that playoff at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Notre Dame maybe is one of those classic rivalry games from back in the day, you know? Even when Navy was relevant back in those days. I mean, that was one of the games of the year that a lot of people circled to watch.
They always seem to play each other hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they always seem to.
I don't think they. But I'm sorry.
Just that triple option that Navy runs, and no matter how much you prepare for it and everything, and I think that if you play in week one, you got a better odd of beating them than in week 10. But it's still not easy to plan for, even when you know what's coming. It's such an interesting that still works as well as it does.
I love it.
Is kind of interesting. The San Jose State SoCal USC game also is the one I was almost forgot about. That should be a good one too. You got a Heisman candidate Caleb Williams in there. God, I love college football. I love college.
Really? I didn't notice that. Yeah.
Well, and that caller knows it. He knew he was teeing me up. He knew it was. How about we talk more about this on Playmakers on Monday, sir?
Yeah, because I'm looking forward to it because we are 1 week away.
Mm-hmm.
1 week away from Badger, Luke Fickle, New Era of Football. I mean, it's getting pumped. I'm getting
There's no words for it.
There really isn't. There's no team that I'm paying more attention to in college football this year than Wisconsin.
It'll be interesting, yeah.
You got the coach that everybody wanted. You've got if you're a Wisconsin fan and you've been screaming for over two decades to change the offense, it's coming.
See what happens.
Coming. It's coming. It's going to be a different ball game there. And Braylon Allen. Like, Braylon Allen alone would get me to be watching. That's great. We'll talk more on Playmakers on Monday, sir. You have a great one.
All right. I will, and you guys have a great weekend.
Have a good one.
You too.
Have a great weekend, yeah. Join us for Playmakers 3 to 4 every Monday, live sports call-in show, and a big shout-out to our friends Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with the 10 best states and best 10 best and worst states to drive in.
All right, let's do it.
Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. School will soon be in session. Marathon County schools start next week, and Wisconsin Rapids starts the following week. Yellow school buses will be out picking up students very soon. Remember, you have to stop for school buses when their red lights are on and stop signs out. This means children are crossing the road to board the bus. If you attempt to beat the red light, it could cost you over $300 and 4 points on your license. Even worse, you could hit a child. Many buses have cameras, and local law enforcement will be attentive as school resumes. Since 2022, Wisconsin reported over 900 crashes involving school buses. Please be attentive and keep our kids safe. The Highway 173 railroad project will start up again next week in Nacoosa. The rough crossing on Market Street will be closed between Garrison Avenue and Alexander Avenue. Crews will reset elevations on the ties and rails, install new concrete panels, complete asphalt paving, and sidewalk and curb ramp work. They anticipate the work to be completed by September 29th. Traffic will be detoured around the area via Wisconsin 73 to 54 to 80. The Central Wisconsin State Fair is going strong in Marshfield. Now that the heat has let up, it's a great time to visit the fair. I spoke with Emily from Pleasure Valley Duck, Pig, and Goat Races. I asked her what her favorite part of the fair was.
The animals, of course.
She said the vendors and shopping are great.
Lots of craft things as well this year, which a lot of other fairs don't have that.
The entertainment is top-notch.
There's also a circus show here. The circus show is amazing. They have a BMX bikes. They have an amazing dog show that was on America's Got Talent as well, so you're going to want to check that out. So many things to see, yes.
But her favorite is the fry stand.
Oh, I love the food that they have here. They have really good fry stand. If you haven't checked out the fry stand here, they're fresh cut fries.
The fair runs through Sunday this weekend in Marshfield. Stop by the Civic Media table to see WFHR and WIRI staff, see our new logos, and get free t-shirts. Share your story in the Truth Booth to enter in our giveaway for a free night stay in the Dells. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
Okay, okay, now move your feet. Love the way you're moving when you're grooving on a beat.
Yeah. It's back to school season, and Famous Footwear is the place for great savings. For a limited time, save up to an additional $30 when you get new shoes for the entire family from all your favorite brands like Adidas, New Balance, Vans, and more. Hurry, this great deal won't last long, so shop online or bring the whole family to a Famous Footwear near you and let our team of sizing experts help every kid find the perfect fit. Some exclusions apply.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover force.
Join us Saturday, September 2nd. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Central Wisconsin State Fair is underway in Marshfield. And for nationally touring rock and country entertainers to the Midway and exhibits, it's great fun for everyone. It's also where you can check out the world's largest round barn. Built in 1915 as a show and sale arena, this beautiful building is still being used the same way today. And be sure to look for the Civic Media Truth Booth, your chance to tell us your thoughts about the fair, the area, and issues concerning to you. The Central Wisconsin State Fair runs through Sunday in Marshfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 84. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, slight chance for scattered storms, lows level off around 58. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow, highs level off around 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Nope.
Really? Okay.
There we go. I just had to do. I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah,
I just
that's
had
true.
To do
you
it.
Haven't.
Good. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show. Locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a great one out there. We got good stuff coming up for
you. Yeah.
Let's get into this one, Seth.
All right.
The worst and best drivers.
Okay.
So this is going to be short, everybody. The worst drivers are the state next to you, wherever you're
always,
listening to us.
Always.
Or the town next to you or whatever.
Yep, always.
And the best driver is you. You're the best driver. That's what everybody wants to hear, right?
That's, yes. That's what, and that's what a lot of people actually think, too. Let's be fair.
Yeah,
let's be fair.
Real about that one, yeah. There's a new report on the best and worst states for driving, and it is interesting. A data scientist looked at several factors, including cost, gas price, tolls, congestion, traffic, commute times, safety, wrecks, and thefts, weather, accidents from rain and snow, and infrastructure, roads and bridges.
Okay.
So a pretty interesting set of criteria.
It is, yeah.
For this. So I think that's always interesting walking into these. And in the end, Nebraska ranked number one.
Nebraska?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how about that?
Okay, that's for the best.
That's the best.
They weren't very clear on that. Going in. Okay, so for the best, Nebraska number one, followed by North Dakota second, followed by Minnesota.
Wow.
Iowa, Kansas, Idaho, South Dakota, Alaska, New Hampshire, and coming in at number 10, Wisconsin.
Hey, they made the top 10 this time. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's a, when we've done this in the years past, they were not in the top 10.
I dispute the North Dakota one. Yeah. I dispute that because I lived in North Dakota. There are some terrible drivers in North Dakota. Well, where we were, you know, it was out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So you and it's flat. And so you can see for miles. People can't judge distances.
Yeah.
So they are going to pull out in front of you. I'm right here. Oh, I thought you were like 2 miles down the road. That's what it seemed like, you know?
Does, yeah, yeah. How about the
so
worst?
So frustrating.
The worst state for drivers is New Jersey.
Poor New Jersey.
Poor New Jersey. Poor New Jersey.
They always get the worst.
California was second, followed by West Virginia, Mississippi, Maryland, Hawaii, Florida, Delaware, Louisiana, and Rhode Island.
New York didn't make the list?
I'm a little shocked by that.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Or Texas. Or Houston or Dallas or something.
Yeah, right.
I enjoyed being in Houston and Dallas. Mm-hmm. I did not enjoy being in my vehicle.
Yeah.
There was a point where somebody else was driving, and me and my girl at the time got out and walked to the bar that we were going to that we were, you know, was like 15, 20 minutes away and still got there before the driver did.
There's a couple of scenarios,
but still great. I don't think that... I think you can chew gum and walk at the same time.
Right.
You can look at these things and say, yeah, horrible drivers, but not necessarily horrible people.
No.
And my point to that comes to California. Now, people that grew up and lived their whole lives in California might know, you know, have a lot better understanding of it than I did, and just lived there a couple of times for over a couple of years. But the thing that I could that was so interesting to me, it didn't matter if I was in the richest place of San Francisco or if I was in the projects of Oakland, good people. Like, I ran into a lot of good people out there that seem to have a really good, like, just their feet on the ground. Just, you know, that kind of thing. I really enjoyed that. Until I got on the roads. And I've told the story before. I'm driving on one of the first time I'm on one of those six-lane highways. And I don't know which lane to be in, to be honest with you. I don't even know where I'm going to do that well. I'm trying to get to a studio to do some recording and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm nervous as all get out. And I'm driving on this huge lane. And there's this guy behind me that will not stop honking and shouting at me. And he finally goes to pass me. And it's one of those like old 70s bugs with a bunch of peace signs on it and everything. And the guy's got horrible dreadlocks.
Oh, my God.
A big, big hippie kind of like peace and love guy is screaming his all out at me. It seems like all the tension they save for the road.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
California is the most expensive place to drive. Nebraska is the cheapest. Not surprising.
No shocks there. Yeah. No.
New Jersey has the most congestion. North Dakota was least.
That I can attest to, but that they take it for granted. I'm telling you, take it for granted.
Maybe that's where your judgment of space comes in.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Cars in front of you.
They're not used to it.
Not used to seeing another car.
No. Yeah. What is that?
Mississippi is the most dangerous. New York is the safest.
Wow.
How did that happen?
Wow.
Oh, I know how it happened. Nobody drives in New York.
At least in the city. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, when you got three people driving in that whole humongous like metropolitan area, yeah, you're not going to have that many accidents.
Which of course, is not true because there's always plenty of cars in New York.
Yeah. But I do wonder, I was gonna say similar to North Dakota and everything.
Yeah.
These states that are the safest, Alaska, North Dakota, New Hampshire.
Not a lot of people.
Yeah. So I think that has to be brought into the use. It doesn't mean that they're not the safest. It just kind of adds to the data.
For sure.
Georgia has the worst infrastructure. No surprise there.
No.
Rhode Island has the best. Now, that is not a shot at Georgia. That is bringing attention to the South. And how much that has been kind of like brought, we pay attention to the coasts, but us in the Midwest and the South just kind of get left behind
neglected
when it comes to a lot of things.
Yep, you're right.
Infrastructure forever was one of those things.
Yeah.
Take a look into this, and it's a little bit better now, but you look at the state of Alabama. Mm-hmm. I believe they have like over 1,000 dams. Got one guy in charge of them.
Yeah.
One guy going around checking all that out, making sure that all
that's scary.
Yeah, man. I mean, when we got this huge infrastructure bill passed and everything, mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people like it's not sexy. I get that, but it's necessary.
Very, very necessary.
Incredibly. We know that in the Midwest here. We've mm-hmm. got all kinds of that trouble in the Midwest, but on the coast, they don't care about that stuff as much. New Hampshire is the worst for driving through weather. Wyoming is the best.
Again, no surprise there. New Hampshire is because of it's kind of on that snow belt that's in the upper, you know, up in that part, you know, that from the Great Lakes and stuff like that. I can understand that completely.
I'm going to lose some of my Illinois cred here a little bit, but I dispute this as far as the best state for weather to drive in. Now, when the weather ain't trying to kill you, Wisconsin is perfect for it.
That's true.
You can't go one town over and not go through a road or a street that it just got a beautiful set of trees.
Yes, some foresting,
that kind of thing. I go to Point at least once or twice a month now to go hang out with my daughter Bria. I might do it anyway, just for the drive from here to Point. I know nice. Locals know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Come fall, there ain't many beautifuler trips to take than that. And you've got that all over the state. You want to go down south, going to Madison to see my sister or something. Madison is so beautiful in the fall and winter. Oh, my God, I love it on the lake. Man, enough of it.
If you want to go a little bit further afield, go up to the south shore of Lake Superior.
Yeah, I believe
it's gorgeous up there, too.
I've never been over there. I've got to get over there.
Bayfield area and Ashland. Yeah, it's very nice.
I'm dying to I had this happen in a dream for some reason where I'm near a lighthouse.
Ooh.
And I'm dying to do that. I don't know why. I don't know what ever happened in the dream. I don't remember. That's all I remember from it. And I've never been near a lighthouse, never seen one in person. I want to go over there just to do that, if anything else.
Oh, there's a lot of lighthouses on the Great Lakes that you could visit. They're very cool.
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
We're going to check out an interesting one coming up. What's your go-to response to a funny text? Now, this is one that needs audience participation, everybody.
Yes, please.
You got some homework to do. During the commercial break, think of something, and then call up 424-2600 and let us know what your go-to response to a funny text is on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlight, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, from 5 until 10:30 p.m. The dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlight will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.com/nightlight. That's joyengine.com/NIT Light.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the
poem that we all know, the famous Ride. The poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 84. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, slight chance for scattered storms, lows level off around 58. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow, highs level off around 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio.
I can't stand to see you sad. I can't bear to hear you cry. You can't tell me what you need. All I can do is wonder why. Someday, somewhere.
Seth and James here with you. Our final break of the week.
All right.
Get you ready for the weekend with this one. Some fun, some humor, and some calls. 424-2600.
Those calls are coming.
Join the conversation, everybody, and tell us. You get your friend sends a funny text, or what's your go-to funny text response?
Mm.
Have you ever noticed how people have different go-to responses when you're texting?
Absolutely.
Like that guy who responds to every text with a peach emoji, or even when like hey, you been at the farmer's market? Peach emoji. Like, I'll admit, I'm guilty of this. Mine is sounds good.
Sounds good, yeah.
Mine is my response. I'm sure you've gotten that 18,000 times
yeah,
from me.
I've used it myself quite a bit, so you're not alone in that one.
Well, here's the thing for me with that, is there is an inside joke to myself with it, where usually I'm texting that to people in radio and sound and all
get
that.
Get it? Sounds
yeah,
good.
Yeah. I'm a father, if you couldn't tell. Yeah. So a new poll asked people, if someone messages you something funny, what's your usual response?
Mm.
33% of people said it's LOL. 32% said an emoji of laughing face. 12% say ha-ha. And 9% said that's funny. 7% said their go-to response is something else.
Ooh, okay.
But they didn't mention what it is.
Oh, hey, share.
Yeah, yeah. Interestingly, saying that's funny is really popular with men with twice as many men than women using that one.
Really?
Wow. Women are much more likely into the laughing emoji.
Okay.
People 65 and older were far more likely to claim that they're not sure what their go-to response is. It's usually a thumbs up emoji.
Yeah, right.
It's usually
yeah.
a thumbs up or something
that's
like that.
That's a nice and easy one
to
do.
That's your go-to one. Or I like the Shaka Bro. I like that one. That one's a little bit more of a fun thumbs up. The way I look
rocking,
at it.
Man.
I don't know. See, here's the other thing about emojis. It just like with texting in general, what I think I'm sending is not always what the other person is receiving.
Right.
I send Shaka thing like, hey, things are good, no worries, that kind of thing. They may see that as, what? I don't know what that means. Why is he sending that? I think of that with the ha-ha. Like, for some reason, it could be my best friend in the world. They send me ha-ha instead of a laugh emoji or LOL, and I'm not sure if they really did find it funny.
Is that a sarcastic ha-ha? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why it's that particularly, but for some reason, that one kind of throws me with people.
See, now, if I were going to do that, if I were going to do the ha-ha sarcastically, I would do ha .. Ha.
Oh, that's
see, now then people would know that I'm like, I'm not really laughing at that.
As somebody who's obviously not funny, I was not, but to my defense, I was born without a funny bone. And I think that should be added to the conversation.
You can grow one, you know.
Texting is a nightmare. because all my humor is sarcastic and dark. and that doesn't always come across well in text.
No. People tend to think, you know, I don't know if this is true. And this would be great to see if there was a study about that. If people tend to go dark when they get texts, is it more, do they think more of the negative side than the positive side when they're not sure what the sender is getting at? That would be fascinating to me.
I would. I'm going to throw out there: 95 to 97% of people are that way. They take a text and how you doing? And they look at it, how you doing? Like, what was that? Why would they say it like that? Why? I think a lot of us tend to do that because a lot of us tend to be our own worst enemy.
In a lot of I think so.
And it just adds to it. It's akin of that, if you will. I want there to be an emoji for sarcasm. I want a specific emoji that when you're sending a sarcastic text, like I used to think you put a little S in parentheses, but that wouldn't work. I want an emoji specifically designed for, hey, I'm just being sarcastic.
Right.
I don't really mean this.
Well, if I want to do that specifically, like I'm saying this not seriously, I usually use the emoji with the one eye shut and the tongue sticking out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's a Japanese thing. And that kind of came over from there because if you watch Japanese animation, characters do that all the time when they're being sarcastic, you know, they're pointing at their closed eye kind of thing. They do that. And that's where I think it comes from. So I think that's kind of sort of one of those kind of like say I'm not being serious right now when you send the text.
Yeah.
I'm joking, you know, kind of thing.
I do the same thing with the ghost emoji, the ghost making the same face.
Yeah, right. That's,
In fact, I overdo it with emojis because I'm so worried about coming across like I'm some serious jerk.
Let's give emojis a little credit here because they actually do make it easier to show what you're indicating what you're trying to get across. So I say that, you know, we make fun of emojis and all this stuff, but yeah, they have their place. Let's put that out there.
Agreed. 424-2600. What is your go-to when you get a funny a joke or something like that? How do you respond? Especially if you've got anything that's different than the list here.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear what some of these other options are, in particular, so I can steal them.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I think it'd be really good for the audience. Mm-hmm. I think we could use some new stuff here.
To be honest, it's true. I mean, you could always indicate how much you laughed at it, like how many emojis you put on it, you know, like a whole bunch in a row. Oh, that was really funny.
Yeah. I wanted to touch on this "That Ain't Right" story real quick here with everybody. And boy, whatever is going on in Rhode Island, don't be chasing this pig.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, a sentence I didn't think I would be saying to
you. Yeah, Rhode Island pig.
Animal control officers in a Rhode Island town are asking members of the public not to chase a pig on the loose.
Oh, dear.
Come on, stop it, Rhode Island. Burraville Animal Control said the pig has been on the loose for about a week after escaping during the first day in a new home.
Oh, dear.
The pig was spotted Wednesday in the Staghead area on Buck Hill Road, and Animal Control said on Facebook that anyone who spots the swine should refrain from trying to chase him. Quote, please do not chase him. He will only run further. This is a lot of animals like this.
Yeah, including humans. People are chasing us. We tend to run.
I didn't realize that was the case with pigs as well, though.
There you go. Yeah.
So that ain't right part of this story is the people. Don't be chasing this
pig. Don't be chasing the pig. It's not a greased pig. This is not a contest. Nice. Everyone. Although, I have to say, it's refreshing to go to Rhode Island instead of, like, Florida.
It is a little.
Good. We need some more stories from Rhode Island, you know?
Not bad. I kind of like that one. And I don't know if this is a That Ain't Right story or it's kind of cool. It's just kind of a what the what. In science news, in coffee news, really, researchers in Australia found you can make concrete 30% stronger by adding some old coffee grounds into the mix.
Whoa!
We're talking about infrastructure and the importance of that.
30%?
That's a pretty high
number. That's a big number.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's in coffee?
Should we be worried about drinking it now?
Should I? Because I drink a lot of coffee, people.
That's the That Ain't Right part.
I got some follow-up questions on that one. Yeah.
What are we putting in our bodies? Oh, my gosh.
Pam, can we get science on Midday Magazine? I just want to talk to science.
Can we book science on that?
Yeah. Can we get that on there? I need a palate cleanser. We need some local palate cleansers. And one of the great ones that we have going on is with our own company, Civic Media. We have the Blood Donation Challenge going on.
And we've only got a couple, a little bit of time left. It's still the 31st, which was great because we extended it to the end of the month. Mm-hmm. And we're still doing Civic Pints, hashtag Civic Pints. Go ahead and take a selfie of yourself. Mm-hmm. Selfie of yourself. That was very redundant. Selfie. While getting, while giving blood, yeah. And post it on social media with that hashtag Civic Pints, and you'll get stuff. Yeah. And not only that, mm-hmm. you'll be recognition. You'll be, we got stuff to give away and all that stuff. We've got, I mean, we're not the only ones that are giving out new T-shirts and stuff. I mean, Civic Media in general has got some great swag now that they're giving out.
I got to get a Civic Media shirt. Yeah. I love those. That some, that kind of steel gray. I love it.
Very cool. Very good. With our newish logo. Mm-hmm. It's actually been out for a while, but it's newer. Yeah. It's a newer logo. But either way, anyway, we know giving blood, we all know that it's very, very important. So don't forget that in our area, there are opportunities mostly up in Stevens Point. Of course, the blood donation center is open most of the time, mm-hmm. During every week at 3201 C Main Street.
Yeah.
In fact, let's see, today is the 25th, correct? Yep. Yeah. They are open 8:30 to 2:45 mm-hmm. today. So if you want to head out and get that out of the way for the weekend, get your selfie online and get it out there, and we'll be calling you a hero.
Use the hashtag Civic Pints, everybody, and upload it on your social media.
Mm-hmm.
Got another one that we want to get to here.
Why do you always make me do this one? Why do you always make me do this
because
one?
Because I'm terrible.
Shoo us the love.
Yeah. Nailed it.
The Southwick County Humane Society is still collecting gently worn, used, and new shoes. It's a really cool... opportunity. There you go. It's opportunity not only to help the Humane Society, mm-hmm. but also help people who need shoes. That's what the whole thing is about. But the more shoes they get, the more that they get back, the Humane Society, going through the end of the month again. This is going through the 31st. You can drop them off at the Humane Society. You can drop them off here. We're mm-hmm. still taking them. We will get over there or just give them, just hand them off to Madison when she's here. Just say, here you go, Madison. You can take these with you. But if you have any questions, any more, anything else that you need to know about, you can call them at 423-0505, 423-0505, or email them or check out their website, swchs.com. There's more information on there.
Today and tomorrow, our VFW Post membership will be in and around Rapids, handing out Buddy Poppies, Walmart, Pick and Save, Ace, Quick Trip, both IGAs. They will be there handing these out.
Nice.
Donations collected during our poppy distribution go directly to support veterans in our community here in Central Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. When we talk about buying local, supporting local, this is the definition of it, people.
Yes.
Helping our soldiers, being there for our vets. It's what it's all about.
Yep.
And these poppies are, maybe you can't afford one of those, but we encourage you to spread the word about this to others. And, mm-hmm. and certainly everybody can make some eye contact. Everybody can say hello, can do that. It's literally the very least you can
shake
do.
Shake a hand, say thank you. Yeah.
Please do that. And a big shout out to Tom. Thank you, Tom, for this. Yes. Tom always gets us this mm-hmm. information, and we appreciate him. And you do have a shirt coming, sir. You definitely. He's a 2X. I got a 2X here. He's earned it. He's earned it. Wanted to make sure to mention this, too, because we are so excited about this. Our great friends at Friends of Rapids Music, FRM, have their festival kicking off in just a couple weekends. Saturday, September 9th, we will meet you at beautiful Robinson Park from 1 to 9 for this amazing show.
Please, hope the weather is better than it was last year.
Please. This is the 7th annual. It's free admission, adult beverages. There's going to be an FRM Kids Zone.
Yeah.
Great music in a beautiful Robinson Park area. A lot of great bands, a lot of great stuff going on with this. We'll get more into it as we get closer to the event. But I wanted to put that in everybody's brain in case you haven't seen the wonderful signs around town. Mm-hmm. Be sure to mark your calendar right now for FRM Fest. This is, again, the definition of buying local, supporting local.
Yes. And the bands they got, it's a great mix of different kinds of music and everything. It's going
to
be great.
Shout out to Connie and our great friends over at FRM. We're going to be talking about this a lot in the next weeks coming up.
Yes, indeed.
The city of Wisconsin Rapids is collecting dog park names. You could submit those now until September 1st at noon at wirapids.org/dogpark or drop them off at the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recs Department, Southwick County Humane Society, McMillan Memorial Library, Bow Wow Meow, or call up on our show here.
Yeah.
Starting on Monday, we're going to have you guys actually participating and helping me decide what one of the three I should enter.
Oh my gosh!
We will get to that on Monday.
We've been talking about it a little bit. We got another naming contest coming up.
Yes,
too.
We do.
Just keep in mind, everybody.
And you just set me up perfectly.
I did, man.
I love working with you. We are going to be at, of course, the Central Wisconsin State Fair today.
Yep.
We're going to have some team members down there. Seth is going to be down there.
We'll be there later this evening. Right now, I think Chris is there, and I think Jorge will be there for most of the day as well. So yeah, it'll be just go say hi to them.
Stop by, let our team there know that you heard us talking about this on one of our stations, and boom, just like that, you're going to win yourself. You're going to get yourself two shirts,
one for each station. Yeah,
the new logos on.
Yeah,
help us with this rollout. Help us spread the word about these fun new things going on. New logos, same radio.
Yep, that's right.
We're very proud of that, and a big shout out to Jorge, Rebecca, all the great people working behind the scenes on this. Appreciate you. Get on over there too, because these shirts are going to be a hot commodity in the next couple of weeks.
Yes,
as we have a big chance for you coming up, where we're going to be giving away shirts left and right.
Yeah, in fact, we're going so far as to make shows that aren't normally live, so we give them away on the air. So let's stay tuned for that, everyone. Yeah, that's going to be great.
Going to be a fun Playmakers on Monday.
Yeah,
going to be a fun time. Be sure to join us for it, 3 to 4. It's going to be good. Also, wanted you to join us today from 3 to 4. Great guests joining us to wrap up Midday Magazine for the week. Jennifer Clark from Aging and Disability Resource Center going to be with us. Nice. Always love talking with Jennifer.
Yep,
got some interesting conversation about falls and different things we want to get into.
Oh wow, big stuff.
And in part two, Craig Broren, Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools Superintendent. Craig is bringing in a friend, Roxanne Filtz, to talk about the curriculum and the instructions and how it's looking for our students going into this new school year.
Wow. Can you believe it?
It's
crazy.
The
school year's almost here. Oh, man.
And I can't think of a better way to wrap up our show for the week than giving away some tickets at the Central Wisconsin State Fair.
We need you to come. We need you to come.
Yeah. How about going for free, everybody?
Yeah.
424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Give me your favorite fair food or one of your favorite bands you've seen at the Central Wisconsin State Fair over the years. You know, just be a caller.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. We just want you to go. We're not trying to stump you. We want you to get these tickets.
That's right.
And go and enjoy yourself. And you enjoy yourself, Seth.
It'll be fun. I had fun last night. It'll be fun again tonight.
Great show today, brother.
No, thank you. You too.
Thank you to the best listeners in radio, all of you out there. We appreciate you. Have yourself a great week.